Hello, I am Nimja, and this is the Seven Stages of Trance. In this file, I will slowly guide you into a very deep state of trance, and in doing so, you will explore the various stages that lead into it. And each stage is kind of a distinct phase in how your mind faces these different feelings. As such, you may be surprised to find out that you're not the only one feeling like this. It all starts with curiosity, encountering trance or hypnosis and wondering what it is, as it's such a strange thing. Hypnosis is all around us, even if we don't realize it. Focus, concentration, trance, meditation, all of these are variations of hypnosis. Every time you zone out watching a video or listening to something, every time you get completely involved into reading something or staring at the sky, all of these are various forms of trance, and it's natural to be curious about things. Resistance is the next stage, because while curiosity is there, it looks good for other people. Why would you participate? Isn't it like giving someone else control? Or perhaps it might just be not for you. Even though it is something very interesting and intriguing, it's natural to be hesitant before diving in to something new. That being said, while it is definitely okay to be critical of new things, it's also important to be open to explore. And that brings us neatly into fascination. If you're already listening all the way to this point, part of you is fascinated, intrigued by the possibilities, these strange things where someone is talking and your mind just seems to go with it, this wonderful focus that your mind appears to be doing from moment to moment, the fact that it is possible to do all of this with just a few words. It can definitely be fascinating, intriguing even, and the more you listen, the more interesting it becomes. Which of course leads into the next stage of temptation. The more you look at it, the more you get curious, tempted, having ideas of trying it out, maybe wondering what it is like, and then realizing it does seem to be very nice for people who get deeply hypnotized. What if you were to let this happen to you? Surely it can only lead to wonderful, sweet experiences. And it does sound so nice and feels so lovely to let yourself drift into it. Which is the stage of relaxation, when the words flowing from one place to the next become almost like a rhythm, guiding you into a deeper state of trance. The relaxation that isn't just physical, but also very much present in your mind. The more you listen, the quieter it becomes, and the more enjoyable, letting go and going with the flow will feel. Not to mention that each and every breath you take will just lead into more relaxation for your body. And once you allow that to happen and enjoy those moments, comes the stage of exhaustion. Because if you're already enjoying it and feeling that relaxation, it's just too nice to resist. And if you try to resist, if you do your best to keep your eyes from drifting shut over and over again, almost like balancing on the edge of sleep, even the attempts themselves feel kind of nice, because whenever you're waking just a little bit, you just drift deeper. It's so tiring to stay awake, so heavy to keep your thoughts going. It's been going for so long, and it's much nicer to just let it all quiet down so that your thoughts, your mind, just drop away into the final stage of acceptance. When you accept what's happening to your thoughts, your feelings, your mind, your body, how it affects you, and how you embrace it, each passing second is another opportunity to enjoy it even more, to feel that relaxation flowing through you even more carefully and wonderfully, helping you to go blank. Acceptance is an absolutely glorious state to flow into. And once you're there, all the previous stages seem so inconsequential. It all started with curiosity, wondering what it would be like. Resistance, when you were almost worried if it would be right for you. Fascination as you became more intrigued by what is possible. Temptation as you want to feel it for yourself. Relaxation as those feelings begin to manifest. Exhaustion of your mind as your thoughts slow down to a crawl. And acceptance, as each and every part of you just drops into blankness. And this simple exploration, this short explanation of the 7 stages of trance is quite powerful indeed. I'm sure that you notice by now how much you've been affected, and how much more acceptance can help you to feel even more. This will stay very nice and simple, light and drifty, allowing you to explore it at your own pace. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And if you enjoy it, you can allow that acceptance to flow even deeper through you, as if every count is another layer of your thoughts peeled away, listening to the sound of my voice guiding you every step of the way. 3, 2, 1, and drop that feeling of letting go, of going blank, is something that your unconscious can remember, and the more you practice, the better you become. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll find yourself awake, and of course, remembering each and every part of it if you want. And I hope you had fun. Enjoy.